Hello, everyone. My name is Becca. Thanks for joining in on the conversation today. This episode, we're going to be discussing the state of the world. Things are a little bit crazy. It is March 2020, and we're in a bit of state of chaos. We're going to be looking at that from a slightly different perspective than you might be used to. So grab a drink and a dab and get comfortable while we expand our thinking and open our minds just a little bit. Friendly reminder that this podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only. If you are struggling with your mental health, please, please see a professional. All right, welcome back. Do you have your drink, your dabs, your snacks, whatever you might need, ready to go? Are you comfortable? I sure hope so. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me today. I know it's been a minute since the last podcast, so let's do some catching up. I already feel like it's been a long year. Am I right? We live in a crazy world where unprecedented events are occurring regularly. It's only March, yet I feel the amount of trauma our world has suffered so far this year has been tremendous. It's rare that something happens that unites the entire world under one single cause. Certainly, a pandemic is not a new phenomenon, but few people today have experienced something so life-changing and world-altering as this virus. We are living through a moment in time that will never be forgotten. My heart certainly goes out to anyone affected by the coronavirus. I hope and plead with you all to stay safe, pay attention to the advice being given to your area, and limit your exposure. I feel like I should also take a moment to implore you to stock up on necessities, but please, please be realistic and do not hoard supplies. I have seen and heard of some truly, truly heartbreaking stories of people who cannot get basic necessities right now. And it's just sad. I'm seeing people buying more toilet paper than they could possibly use in a year, and there's no need for it. Please remember, there are many, many people and families who live paycheck to paycheck and can only buy supplies on an as-needed basis. So keep that in mind. Tragedy is a funny thing. It's absolutely horrible and hard to deal with and overcome. However, I believe that it is absolutely fundamental to society and the development of a well-rounded human being. Tragedy pushes us to come up with solutions to avoid problems in the future. Tragedy humbles us and forces us to re-examine the way we live our lives. Tragedy makes us appreciate how incredibly mundane, slow, and monotonous our everyday lives are. According to Psychology Today, there's actually a term for this: post-traumatic growth. The two psychologists who came up with this term, Richard Tedeschi and Lawrence Calhoun, found significant evidence to suggest that those who undergo trauma can later develop positive life changes. In their interviews with people who had suffered trauma, they found that many of them had developed skills in which to cope better with negative situations, as well as being more compassionate, confident, and appreciative of life. The psychologists also suggested the suffering led to an overall deeper level of awareness, as a more philosophical and spiritual view of life seemed to appear in those who had suffered trauma. Now, I personally would argue that you could get this same type of growth and results from a 5-gram mushroom trip, but I digress.
I feel as though this growth also happens on a large scale when tragic events happen in our communities. Only when we are forced to stop what we are doing and reevaluate everything do real changes happen. I have always said that I wouldn't change anything about my life, even though a large portion of my life was filled with trauma and tragedy. I am incredibly aware that those experiences have molded and formed me into the person that I am now. Therefore, I suppose I might even say I'm slightly grateful for my pain and trauma. There's a quote from the 14th Dalai Lama which states, "There's a saying in Tibetan, tragedy should be utilized as a source of strength. No matter what sort of difficulties, how painful experiences, if we lose our hope, that's our real disaster." All right, everybody, I think that's where we are going to end today's show. Please remember that if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for the show, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at drinkinadab@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at drinkinadab. Thank you so much for joining me today. And as always, no matter who you are or where you are, remember that you are loved and you are enough. Please stay safe and stay healthy.